Tom and Laura, joined by Nancy Neal, Lubbock Parks and Rec. Got a couple of things going on. We were talking about this job fair that is going to be taking place. They're going to be on the hunt for lifeguards and camp workers and stuff like that.
Yeah, those of us who have teenagers are very interested in knowing about this.
Okay, and then we're also going to talk about some other stuff too, but let's go ahead and get the job fair out of the way first.
Well, the job fair is on Thursday night, a week from today, from 3 to 7 at the Parks office at 1611 10th Street. And it's for our pool workers, our lifeguards, concessions, cashiers, and pool laborers, and our camp counselors. Now, all the pool jobs, 16 and above, can apply for those. So you're right. Parents out there, if you have a teen that you'd like to put to work this summer, we have that opportunity. For our camp counselors, they do have to be 18 or above since they're dealing with the kids. Mm-hmm. And we certainly are looking for quite a few of those for our camps.
Yeah. Okay. Also, there's something coming up at Safety City here directly.
Yes, Saturday we have our third annual Heroes Health and Safety Day, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We partner with the Garrison Institute over at Texas Tech, the Healthy Lubbock Committee. It's a morning full of games for the kids, information. We have health screenings. We have the largest Zumba class in Lubbock. We have folks going to demonstrate Ripper. It's a new type of exercise program. Not sure what that is, so I'll be interested to see that. So
painful.
You're gonna have a bunch of elementary school kids walking around with six packs, you know?
Well, with my cholesterol level, perhaps I should sign up for Ripper.
Yeah, Laura's in the 280 club.
Yeah.
Is it 280?
That's 280.
We will have plenty of opportunities out there, and that's what's great. We'll have over 40 different organizations out there with information and games and all types of things. We'll have lots of door prizes, and it's just a great morning. Safety City is such a great place for it. We are so excited to have moved it here two years ago, and it's just great with the little buildings. It's outside, and it's supposed to be beautiful.
Now, where exactly is that located at? Isn't that off of, is that Maxie Park?
That's Clap Park.
Oh, Clap Park,
I'm sorry.
It's
on the east side at about 46th and Avenue U.
Okay, I was on the wrong side of town.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that.
Not too far. So it's going to be a great morning. I know we have a couple of door prizes or some kids' bikes. So if folks come and participate, they can put their name in the hat for that.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's for seniors. It's for adults. It's for kids. You can bring the whole family out. And it's for free.
Good. There you go.
Fantastic.
And that's Saturday from
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
All right. Get there early. There's good parking over there, too, actually. Mm-hmm. It's got a nice big parking lot.
Yes, it
does.
And tell us again where the job fair is and what time and when.
The job fair is at the Parks and Recreation office. We're at 1611 10th Street, just off of Avenue Q, and it's Thursday from 3 to 7. They need to bring their driver's license and Social Security card. We're going to interview, and if we want to hire them, then they will get their criminal background check, their drug screen, sign all their paperwork, and we'll be good to go. So it's kind of one of those one-stop shops.
What are you looking for in an interview?
We're looking for folks that have a positive attitude, that are outgoing, that give us the opinion that they are organized and can handle the work.
And probably they need to like people.
They do need to like people.
It's not one of the things where
those positions.
Yeah. I don't
That's
do windows.
Outgoing...
I don't do floors. I don't do toilets. I don't do children. I don't do diapers. Yeah. I don't do vacuuming, and I don't do dishes.
Right. Okay, so you're not applying. Is that what you're telling me?
Don't waste your time.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Nancy, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you sharing with us, and I hope that all goes well at the job fair. I'm sure that it will. That's a very popular thing. And, you know, a lot of people, when we talked about this before, I had some kids that had parents that said, why do you guys talk about that? You know, because these are high demand. A lot of kids want to do these pool jobs.
Right, because it is predominantly during the day. Our pool laborers is in the mornings. And so if they want to have the afternoons free, that would be a great job for some of those folks.
Now, if you want to work at a pool, do you need to be a certified lifeguard?
For the lifeguard, you do need to be certified, but we can get that training for you prior to the summer starting.
Okay, when you say, is this like a lifeguard training or is it first aid training? for the lifeguard
thing. Lifeguard.
No, it's a lifeguard. It has a first aid and CPR component to it, but it has some other things as well.
Okay, awesome. All right.
You guys can help provide that.
Right, we're going to provide that. So okay. Even if they have a strong swimming background, mm-hmm. obviously they do need to have that strong swimming skills, mm-hmm. then certainly come on over and we'll get them set up.
When I was a kid, I was at YMCA with swimming lessons. You know, I have my minnow card, my fish card, my flying fish card, my shark card. I still got all those cards.
Congratulations.
I don't carry them around in my wallet anymore. I used to until a couple of years ago.
Now, they can register. They can put their application in advance at mylubbock.us, or they can come over and do it. But there could be a wait if they do that. So if they wanted to do this, go out and apply for whatever jobs they're interested in, and then we'll just pull their application. It will go quicker if they do that.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, instead of coming and filling it out there that day.
Right.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you need to call for an appointment for an interview?
No, it's going to be first come, first serve. So those that get there early.
Snooze, you lose.
Yep, that's exactly right.
All right, Nancy Neal, Parks and Rec, thanks for being with us.